Task 3. You will hear two students discussing what they will do during the summer break. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Pause recording for 30 seconds. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
It's less than 2 months to the summer break. What are you going to do?
Slow down, Celine. We've still got our exams to get through. Shouldn't you be looking through your revision notes rather than browsing the summer camp website?
Oh, come on, Simon. There's plenty of time for revision. It says here that we've only got until the end of this month to book a place.
What for?
The summer camp, of course. Haven't you been listening?
Of course I have. But unlike you, I'm working. How do you know I want to come anyway?
Oh, stop messing around. You were only talking about it last month.
OK, so what's included in the package? And more importantly, how much will it cost? My student grant won't stretch that far.
Well, there are three different packages. The first one is the shortest course, and that one should certainly suit your budget. It's a 10-day break in the west of Scotland, starting from mid-July, and it costs only £175. What do you think?
So far, so good. Go on.
Well, it includes provisions for 3 meals a day, cooked by you, of course, camping equipment and facilities. You've got to bring your own sleeping bag, though, and activities such as hiking in the mountains and canoeing and swimming in the nearby lake, or should I say loch. And that's about it, really.
Sounds very healthy, but I'm not too sure about swimming in the lake. And how about transportation? How are we supposed to get there?
Yeah, that's not very special. It says here that you have to catch the train to Invergarry, and from there, there's a special minibus service that will take you to the site.
Inver where?
Invergarry. Anyway, the second package is better. It's at the end of June, and it's 15 rather than the usual 14 days. I suppose it's to allow for your journey, settling in and all that.
Is that in Scotland too?
Not that far away, actually. It's in the Lake District, near a lake called Derwent Water.
More lakes.
Let me finish. It's got everything from the cheaper package, plus water skiing, orienteering and horse riding.
I like the sound of horse riding, but you still haven't told me how much it is.
Just a minute. Here it is. It says here that it's £295, but that includes the coach journey to and from campus.
And the last one?
Well, this one's longer than the others, 3 weeks to be exact, and you won't need to mess about with camping equipment. You get to stay in a luxury caravan with its own kitchen, comfortable beds and toilet. You'll have to share, though, and another good thing is no washing up. You'll have all your meals provided on site. There's a decent-looking restaurant with a fixed menu.
Where is it?
It's near a place called Newquay in Cornwall. You can try out different water sports like surfing, bodyboarding and sailing. Or, if that's not your thing, there are outward bound activities such as climbing, abseiling and caving and potholing.
So how much will that set me back?
Well, it is a 3 week vacation in August, so it's bound to be more expensive. It says here that it's even got a games room and Wi-Fi facilities. Oh yes, how much was it? £526. Can't see anything about transport, though. What do you reckon? Is that too much?
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my bank manager.